VOA News, I'm David Byrd. Breaking more than 2 years of silence, Special Counsel Robert Mueller Wednesday explained part of his thinking in the Russia probe. We get details from AP correspondent Sagar Meghani.
The president's been saying Mueller's probe totally exonerated him. In his first public remarks about the investigation, Mueller says that's not exactly true.
If we had had confidence that the president clearly did not commit a crime, we would have said so.
While noting he also did not decide if the president did commit a crime. In a statement at the Justice Department, Mueller said he believed he was constitutionally restrained from indicting a sitting president and suggested it's now up to Congress to hold the president accountable for any wrongdoing. Mueller's not ruling out testifying before lawmakers, but says they won't find out more than what's in his report.
The report is my testimony.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Meanwhile, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says that congressional Democrats will continue to investigate the president and Russian interference in the 2016 election and should not rush to impeach President Trump. Speaking in California, Pelosi said no impeachment proceedings should start until all investigations and court cases related to Mueller's report reach their conclusions.
But we do want to make such a compelling case, such an ironclad case that even a Republican Senate, which at the time seems to be not an objective jury, will be convinced of the path that we have to take as a country.
House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler says that President Trump has lied to the American people and needs to be held accountable. Meanwhile, White House spokeswoman Sarah Huckabee Sanders repeated the Trump administration's contention that there was, in her words, no collusion, there was no conspiracy, and there was no obstruction. This is VOA News. Acting Secretary of Defense Patrick Shanahan and Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Joseph Dunford say that Iran was preparing to unleash a series of attacks in the Middle East when the United States sent an aircraft battle group and strategic bombers to the region. Dunford said that intelligence reports indicated that something like a campaign was about to start from Yemen, the Gulf, and Iraq. Shanahan said that he had high confidence in those reports. Wednesday in Abu Dhabi, U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton said Iran was almost certainly responsible for mine attacks on oil tankers off the UAE coast. Iran's foreign ministry spokesman, Abbas Mousavi, rejected Bolton's accusation as, in his words, ridiculous. New satellite images show fields, orchards, and olive groves burning in northwestern Syria, where the Syrian army has waged an assault against rebels in their last major stronghold of Idlib. Reuters correspondent Emily Wither has details.
New satellite images show a trail of destruction as Syria's Idlib province and nearby parts of Hama burn. The before and after pictures show crop fields, orchards and olive groves burning, along with streets reduced to the blur of rubble. The recent bombardment has killed over 200 civilians, injured over 700, and forced more than 300,000 people to flee since the end of April.
Reuters' Emily Wither. A British judge has ruled that former Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson will be summoned to court over allegations he lied and misled the public during the Brexit referendum in 2016. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
District Judge Margot Coleman says Boris Johnson will answer questions about his possible misconduct in public office when he claimed Britain contributed $442 million to the European Union each week. Britain's statistics regulator has said Johnson's claim about that vast figure was misleading and a gross misuse of official statistics. The case comes at an awkward time for the former Foreign Secretary, who intends to stand to become Prime Minister following Theresa May's resignation over Brexit. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Police in Bangladesh filed charges Wednesday against 16 people in connection with the burning death of a teenage girl who made sexual harassment allegations against her school principal. 19-year-old Nusrat Jahan Rafi was soaked with kerosene and set on fire on the rooftop of her Islamic school in April, just days after filing a complaint against Principal Siraj Udula. Police said that Dula, who was arrested after the complaint was filed, ordered the girl's murder from jail. Her death sparked nationwide protests. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.